This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, my goodness. I got a whole heap of help and a butt whooping for Democrats today. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJRadio.com. Yeah. Hey, good news. The warehouse is still full of kick butt. You can get it on order anytime you want. We ship it for free from Amazon. 844-551-8255 if you want to talk to me. And I love hearing from you. I really do. I love getting your feedback. I don't even know. This is sad to say. We don't know how many markets we're in. We don't know how many folks we reach. This is partly the reason why I don't have ads. I don't run, you know, I don't charge anybody to run ads. And we haven't tried to monetize because I don't know how many people we reach. The download, it is such a complicated, maybe it's easy. Maybe it's a lot easier. I don't know. I mean, I'm talking about radio marketing and all that, but we don't do it. And I always use my buddy Dan Bongino, because Dan's making crazy amount of money with a podcast, an hour-long podcast, and my show is just as good, and we don't monetize. It's just silly. It really is. It's just silly. But we're going to figure it out one of these days. I'm going to have some extra spending cash here soon. Anyway, so Donald Trump has a big rally in Kentucky the other day. 23,000 people in the Rupp Arena. And I don't know if this is true or not. You can do your own research. 23% of the people that attended this rally, they say, were Democrats. 23% of the people who attended the rally were Democrats. I'm going to get into some polling that makes me believe that number to be true. But here's what was funny about it. Joy Behar doesn't believe that the people that attend these rallies are really people that are interested in Donald Trump. I remember in the 2016 election cycle when these rallies were occurring and there was a couple of Democrats, and I saw them. They interviewed. They said, yeah, I'm just here to sort of kick the tires. I'm curious. So there were people that hadn't made up their mind about Trump, but they went to the rallies because, as they said, they were curious. So I do know that there are people who at one point were curious. Well, let me tell you who goes to the Trump rallies today. People who doggedly support the president. Yet, Joy Behar, in her delusion, doesn't believe it.
That says that the Republican Party thinks that their constituents are stupid because it says nothing. It says nothing. And those are all paid actors, just like the ones who go to his rally. If he gets away with this, who's to say that he can't get away with anything?
That's right, Joy. Who's to say? Who's to say? You know, it's funny. These people don't even give this 2 seconds of thought. I said this the other day. Adam Schiff is the person they should be asking this about. The Democratic Party is the group they should be asking this about. The party of slavery and lynching of black people. That's who they should be questioning. They want you to believe Donald Trump is a tyrant. He's a dictator. He wants to be a despot. When in fact, their party is exhibiting all the characteristics of everything I just described. But what's interesting is she doesn't believe that the 23,000 people that filled the Rupp Arena in Kentucky really care about Donald Trump, or the 20,000 plus in New Mexico or Minnesota and all the other places Donald Trump is going to go. It doesn't matter where Donald Trump goes. I talked about it the other day. He could attend Buttigieg's, you know, wax shaving, you know, leg shaving, or his bikini wax, and he would still get 20,000 people there. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Donald Trump can draw a crowd. Now, I'll ask you. I'm going to give you some tidbits. There is no Democrat that can draw a crowd like this. Kamala Harris, 2,000. Elizabeth Warren got a few thousand that was staged. They staged it where there were thousands of people, and then they go, this is Warren's crowd. It was people walking through Central Park. It would be like going to a professional sports game and then saying, Elizabeth Warren drew thousands. It's funny to watch them. It really is. So they got no, okay, let me just reset the stage here. The Democrats are still looking for a candidate. Do you get what I'm saying? They're still looking for a candidate. And they're hoping impeachment will stall long enough for them to lure somebody in. I mean, I want you to understand that the media, who has a responsibility, I mean, they feel like they have a responsibility to the Democrats, are the ones who are telling you Hillary Clinton could run, Bloomberg could run, where's Oprah and Michelle? I mean, they are still looking for people to potentially run. And it isn't us. I know Bannon floated the idea a while back, but I'm saying that if the media were satisfied with the candidates, because they're leftists, the media is all in the bag for the left, you would think they'd say, nah, we're not even going to report on the nonsense. We have great candidates. But they don't. They're struggling across the board. And I played a clip the other day about impeachment and NBC. Bad news. They don't want it. The voters in Iowa, New Hampshire, and they're just getting started with the polling on this, and yet the Democrats keep bringing it up. And let me tell you something. I'm going to warn you again. I'm going to warn the Democrats. I'm going to warn Art and Carl and all the others that are out there listening that are, I don't know, Kev. I don't know, brother. Okay. The stuff that's about to occur, the stuff that's about to occur on this whistleblower, Sierra Mella, And the stuff that's about to get discovered about Vindman or whatever his name is, it's horrible. It's horrible news for the Democrats. I keep pointing back to, and look, I can play political insider and say, hey, this person, I heard this, that, or the other. But let me tell you, use your common sense. I want to help you. Look at Donald Trump. Look at him at rallies. I got friends that are body language experts and things like this. You know what they say? They say Donald Trump has the look of confidence that, I mean, beyond belief. So much confidence. His confidence is big and it's beautiful. I'm joking, but he really does. There's no lack of confidence in Donald Trump because he knows what's coming. He can play dumb a little bit and say, look, I'm not bothering with Barr and Durham and all that, but people are whispering in his ear. Anyway, bad news for the Democrats. Good news for you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Lots of news to report. Great things happening for all of us. AOC got sued and lost. Have you seen that? Oh, by the way, if you looked at this stock market, we got some economic news. What? Say what, Kevin Jackson? You know what's funny about these, when you listen to my show and you go back and you listen to it again, KJRadio.com, for the record, it's a lot of fun to listen to. I don't care whether you listen to it today or you listen to it 5 months from now. Still funny stuff. And if I didn't give dates or things like that, the stock market's reached another high, you wouldn't even know what day it was, right? Because that's all it does. It just keeps going up. I know, Democrats, y'all hate it. Y'all hate it. Oh, you listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I hope you go and check it out. Give us a call, 844-551-8255. Happy to discuss with you. Contact me on Facebook, Twitter, whatever, Instagram. I don't know what's coming up next, but most importantly, get a hold of me at TeaPartyCommunity.com. TeaPartyCommunity.com. Oh, I'm sorry, TeaPartyCommunity.org. TeaPartyCommunity.org. Bad news for the Dems. Whistleblower. It turns out he may be part of this FISA thing with Durham. Uh-oh. What? Say what? But anyway, before we get into all that stuff, here's what I do want to talk about. The Democrats had the worst polling in decades. Now, I talked about Donald Trump's rally, and the only way you're going to be able to date this show is because I'm going to tell you it was a rally in Kentucky at the Rupp Arena, where 23,000 people showed up. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you what happens when those 23,000 show up. Double that, if not more, requested tickets and couldn't get them. Did you see the line stretching out of there? I don't know if you pay attention to this stuff, but go look at it. But when they announce that Donald Trump is going to be somewhere, the line starts to form hours in advance, like they're giving away iPhones, and then the Rolling Stones are going to play right after that. It is crazy. It has all the hoopla of the biggest rock star rock show you can have. I want to hearken you back to 2008 when this would happen, and it was all the hoopla over who? Baby Black Jesus Barack Obama. Barack Obama would fill a place with his name. Barack Obama's going to show up. Bam! Lines out the wazoo, yada, yada. And then, in 2012, nothing. Nothing. Here's some common sense for you folks. I know, sometimes this common sense can be overwhelming. It's like drinking from the fire hose. Tough to do, right? Let me give you some common sense. Somebody tell me, maybe one of my producers can. How long has Donald Trump been filling stadiums, have people waiting hours to get in, more than double of the people wanting to get in, and by the way, more than double again when you consider the number of people who said to themselves, I'd love to go, but I don't want to fight the traffic. I don't want to wait in the lines and blah, blah, blah. How long has this been going on? How long has this been going on? This has been going on for 4 years. 4 years. Now, I want to remind you, Barack Obama, all the hoopla, all the whoo, going overseas and 80,000 people, you know, whatever, speaking to everybody, a rock star status in the world. Barack Obama can go somewhere today. He can't get 2,000 people to show up unless it's already funded. I'm telling you what's going on. You, look, don't believe me. Look at any event that Barack Obama's doing. Show me a line. Show me anybody. Show me, it was 1,500 people, the place would hold 2,000. Show me the audience. It ain't 2,000. Show me people waiting to get in. Okay? Hillary Clinton and Hill and Bill, they did their tour. What happened? Dead on arrival. Show me any of them. Collectively, bring them all together. Biden, whoever, and show me that they can bring some people. Donald Trump brings 23,000 people to the Rupp Arena. 23%, they say, were Democrats. And now let me get into some polling, because this is the worst news for Democrats in a decade. An obvious sign of a mass exodus from the party of slavery and the lynching of black people. An obvious exodus. A Hill-Harris X poll. Look, this is a Democrat poll. And here's what they said, and they said it confidently. They said it confidently. They said 73% of Democrats say they would support the eventual 2020 presidential nominee. This was released, folks, as good news for the Democrats. Good news. 73% are going to support him no matter what. We are so united. I cannot help but laugh. And it was Newsmax that reported on this poll, and Chris Ruddy at Newsmax, who's a good friend of the Clintons, and as far as I'm concerned, is as Democrat and leftist as anybody else, his people are reporting this as if the Democrats should be celebratory. 73% of us are going to support our candidate. Fantastic, man. Wow. And who will that candidate be? We've lost Beto. They say Castro's next. They've gotten rid of, Kamala Harris and Castro may be in a race to who's going to drop out next. I don't know. It's getting close. We're going to talk more about her in a bit, too, because she's back. Well, I've talked about it the other day, but I want to put it in some more context, possibly later today. Are we going to have time for this, guys? What do you think? Well, I'm going to try. Here's the deal. I'm going to try. So 73% of Democrats, I'm back to this poll, this Hill-Harris X poll, and I would suggest to you to look it up. Here's the thing. I rarely see a poll. I don't think I've seen a poll that I would say is Republican polling. Fox News poll. That ain't Republican polling. But I don't want – here's the thing about a poll. I don't want Republican polling. I want polling. I want people to say, here's the real finger on the pulse of what's happening and whatever you're asking the question of. And it should be fairly questioned. But in this case, we know it's leftists. And they're saying, they're asking the question of Democrats, of all the candidates, you know, whoever gets elected, are you going to support them? Now, let me just put this in some perspective. When we were going through the selection process back in 2016, I made this comment. I said, look, doesn't matter. I have my preferences on who wins the nomination, but whoever wins, I will support over Hillary Clinton. That's what I said. I believe many of you probably said the same thing, right? You were going to support. I said, I remember saying on Fox News, I would even support Lindsey Graham. I don't like him, but if he wins the nomination, I'll support him because that's how much I do not want Hillary Clinton. Now, the question we should be asking ourselves is, how staunch are the Democrats in making that same declaration? Because I believe this poll sort of alludes to that. 72% of the, or 73% of those folks say, I'm voting for whoever wins because I'm not going to be for Donald Trump. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence speaking to supporters after filing paperwork for President Trump to appear on the ballot for the New Hampshire primary.
Despite incredible opposition by the Democrats and their allies in the media, we have delivered. I mean, think about it. We've rebuilt our military, restored the arsenal of democracy, cut taxes, rolled back regulation, fought for free and fair trade, 6.7 million new jobs created.
Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway outside the White House speaking to reporters about the impeachment inquiry.
Well, I think there's great concern raised that the whistleblower's attorney has shown bias against the president and has shown a thirst for impeachment.
Conway's comments come after the whistleblower's negative tweets about President Trump in 2017 come to light. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer. To show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future, I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
That says that $3 million. The Republican Party thinks that their constituents are stupid because it says nothing. It says nothing. And those are all paid actors, just like the ones who go to his rally. If he gets away with this, who's to say that he can't get away with anything?
That was Joy Behar saying, one, that the Republican electorate, you conservatives, we conservatives, are stupid. That we don't believe that Donald Trump is guilty about all this Russian, Ukraine stuff. And what's funny to me is I listen to the Democrats speak and I think to myself, are you guys really that stupid? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Biden is undoubtedly guilty. Look, do this thought exercise. We're going to put something together on this with my team, but I was asking this team the other day. I said, I want you to find all the pundits that are protecting Joe Biden. I said, then I want you to ask yourself what each one of them would be saying if Donald Trump and Don Jr. had done exactly what the Bidens had done. How would the media be reporting this stuff? Pretty easy answer. Everybody knows it. Whether you're left, right, center, doesn't matter. You know, if Donald Trump and Don Jr. had done what the Bidens were doing, there would be no living it down. And here's part of the reason. Because we would not be standing behind him, and rightfully so. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Talking about polling, talking about this big rally with Donald Trump, where 23,000 people showed up. 23% of those people that somebody wrote this, it wasn't me, I'm not making this number up. Somebody said of the attendees, 23% of them were Democrats, and I believe that. I believe that number because I'm about to drop some polling on you, and I already did. 73% of Democrats say they will stick with whomever is the candidate, and this was reported as great news from Newsmax. Chris Ruddy's conservative chameleon online newspaper, but it's not a media outlet for conservatives. It's not. They were bragging that 73%. The Democrats are going to stick with the Democratic candidate, whoever it is. Well, Donald Trump, I don't know what the number was back in the day, but we do know this. 95% of Republicans say they will back the president, period. That's a pretty big contrast. 22% differential in terms of who says we're backing the president. Now, I don't know what these other five are going to do, but we'll get to that in a bit. So let's dive into the numbers, because 73% of the Democrats say, I don't care if Beto O'Rourke comes back in and wins the nomination. I'm sticking with Beto. I'm sticking with Elizabeth Warren. I'm sticking with Booty Boy. I'm sticking with whomever, right? whoever they did, that 73%, and they're like, it's overwhelming. It's kind of like the people, they did a poll of all of Biden's supporters as he was going downhill, and they go something like, 67% of the Biden supporters are going to stick with him, and they said it like it was a bit, like, it's hard, they're going to stay. They didn't tell you 33% left him. It wasn't even a, it was funny because it was not, the poll was supposed to be a poll of all the Democrats. It wasn't, it was a poll of Biden people. I don't remember the details, but I'm telling you, you poll your own people and then you go, 67% of them are going to stay with us. And you put that out there as like, that's good news. That's horrible news. 33% of the people were leaving him. Of his own people. So the Democrats are ecstatic. 73% of Democrats are going to support the eventual nominee. And if my public school math holds, then that means what? Something like what? 27% of Democrats are not going to vote for the eventual nominee. Now, that's in line with the number of Democrats who attended the Trump rally. Boom, 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 boom. There Kevin Jackson goes, making some sense, connecting the dots. But Kevin, your math is off, my friend. 23% of the people at the rally were Democrats. And it's 27% of Democrats who have stepped away from the party, my friend. What's happening to that other 4%? Okay, you want to go granular. So here we go. Taking into account the poll's roughly 5% margin of error. 5% margin of error is 73% of the Democrats are going to vote for the candidate no matter what. Okay, that means the number of people who will not vote for the candidate, 27%, could be as high as 32%. Or, for you mathematicians out there, it could be as low as 22%. Okay, so let me just put this in perspective for you. If 22% of these Democrats, in the best case scenario for Democrats, vote Republican, what does it mean for the Democrats? It means Armageddon, okay? Let me just break it down for you. But let's not go nuclear just yet. Let's not make it an end of the world scenario for the Democrats just yet, because I'd like to make them suffer. So, the Democrats may not, the 22% best case scenario for Democrats may not vote Republican. That doesn't mean they're going to vote Republican. They may choose to just stay home. Right? Now, I don't know what the number is, but somewhere between 0 and 22% will vote for Trump. Right? There's going to be a percentage. But the best case scenario for those Democrats, those 22%, is they don't vote for Trump. They just stay home. Apathy is what they call it. They don't have anything rallying around them. Now, I don't know how they could possibly have apathy, given their a stellar choice of candidates that has them still looking, okay? But I don't know what could possibly influence their apathy. We got more numbers. Okay. 95% of Republicans support Donald Trump. And 72% of Democrats support Democrats. In other words, the staunch supporters are 95% for the Republicans, 72%. So the apathy index or the enthusiasm index for Republicans is a bit higher than for the Democrats. So if 95% of Republicans show up and 72% of Democrats show up, bad news for Democrats. I'm trying to help you with the math and understanding this stuff. This is complicated math, okay? This is addition and subtraction. And I got to break this down because there are Democrats listening to the program that cannot figure this out. Okay, so that's not a great outcome for the Democrats if 95% of the Republicans who say they're going to go with Trump and 72% say we don't care who the candidate is, we're voting for the Democrats. Okay, great. That's our numbers. I mean, and that's the best case scenario for the Democrats. But there's a bigger problem. Democrats will never, repeat, never, ever capture the utopia of 2008 when they elected the worst president in American history. They're never going to recapture that moment. Remember, as I said, Barack Obama had rock star status. He could sell out. They didn't sell it out, but he showed up, and the numbers were crazy. I'm talking, go a step further. He drew bigger audiences than Donald Trump, drew bigger audiences. But I come back to who's drawing those audiences today, and who can draw them anywhere, and who... it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. Donald Trump, when he shows up, it's going to be thousands of people. And if he makes an announcement in advance, it'll be even more. If the word gets out Trump's in town, it's rock star. And by the way, it's like that all around the world, too. So, the biggest utopian moment in American history for Democrats was Barack Obama coming onto the scene. And the biggest letdown in history followed that feeling of euphoria as Obama disappointed on monumental levels. In truth, and we know this, it was Barack Obama's failures that elected Donald Trump. So what I want to tell you is we've got 95% of people that support the president, President Trump, 72%. 73% of Democrats say they will support the Democrat candidate no matter what. That leaves 27%. Take out the margin of error. Donald Trump had 23% of the people at his rally in Kentucky that were Democrats. Walk away movement. I give credit to a lot of people, but I'll credit Brandon Straka for actually putting a name on what the Democrats are doing and walking away. And that's what's happening. And this poll is validating everything. Look, as I said, you can go out and you can talk, you know, you can listen to the media and the pundits and all the, oh, Donald Trump did that. And the proof is in everything I just told you. And let me tell you, the Democrats got a tough road to hoe. You want to know why? Because the stock market went through the roof. 27,000 and change. I mean, it's mid-27s or close to that, setting more records. And the Fed lowers the interest rates, which is going to help, and on and on and on. There will be no good news for the Democrats going into the election cycle, and certainly nothing's going to come up in Ukraine that's going to hurt Donald Trump, but it will hurt
them.
This
is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So the polling numbers don't look good for the Democrats. The optics of how Donald Trump can continue to drive massive audiences anywhere in the country doesn't look good for Democrats. The prospects of, I love these, every time I wake up in the morning, I see something doom and gloom for Trump as it pertains to Ukraine and, oh, the former ambassador and this former CIA guy and former this, that, and the other. And the Democrat, what you see is the Democrats scurrying to get off the ship. There's noticeable silence from many people. And as I mentioned on a few broadcasts before, try to find an attorney in D.C. Try to find one to represent you with this Ukraine mess. They're all soaked up. Glad you guys are with me, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. What I'm saying, folks, is all signs point to conservatives winning, Donald Trump winning. He will win again. I know, you know, I'm seeing all these Senate races and congressional races, and people are wondering about. Let me tell you something. Democrats are jockeying right now. They're trying to figure out how to save them, how to save their lives. What you're witnessing when you see them, I'm talking about trying to come together. I looked at the House vote. Two Democrats defected in that House vote, two at risk. The others are in solidarity. Now, that normally would bode good news that they're all in lockstep. No, what it means is they understand it is the last gambit of a desperate person. Don't try to save a drowning man. He'll drown you. That's what's going on with the Democrats. Many of them are being drowned. And it's only going to be a few weeks before we learn a lot more about it. I suspect Donald Trump wants us to have a pretty nice Christmas present, because we're getting closer and closer to the holidays, and the longer that Durham report kind of looms out there, the worse it is for Democrats. Democrats may hope that it gets lost in the euphoria of the, here we come, holiday season. Well, I say Merry Christmas. It's going to be more than a holiday season. It's going to be Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah. You may not celebrate Ramadan too well. Anyway, we're talking about polling. 73% of Democrats say they're going to stick with the candidate no matter what. And they tout that as good news for the party. 73% are going to stay with us. It's amazing. Only 27% are going to leave. Wow. I mean, think about, you run a business and you sell a product, and 27% of the people that buy your product go, nah, I don't want it anymore. Then what happens when you do it again? That suddenly your 100% is 73%, and then another 27% don't want to buy your product. Now you're down into the weeds, right? You're down into the 60s, and soon it'll be the 50s, and then it'll be the 40s. A lot of people are not buying the Democratic product. They are losing that much each time. And I've already given you the woes of the party with respect to their fundraising. I hate it, to be honest. I like when there are 20 Democratic candidates all soaking the oxygen out of one another. They're killing each other. Go back. Look, I get the ebb and flow of politics. You're up one day, you're down another. But what's funny about them is, and I want you to consider what I'm about to tell you. The Democrats will be up because they do one little thing, you know, like one jump the shark moment. And I'll give you an example of Kamala Harris. She dared to question Biden in his racism. She jumped in the polls. Then she went flat down. Simple as that. Up and down. But I'm not talking up and down like a swing and then they swing back up. I'm talking up, down, and out. She's gone. Kamala Harris is gone. Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, Castro, there'll be four or five others gone pretty soon. I hate it. I hate it. I love that they were soaking up money from one another and beating each other up on race and all these other issues. Good. Showcase the Democrats for who they are and what they do. Anyway, there was a new Harvard-Harris poll that had former VP Joe Biden running a substantial lead ahead of his closest rivals, Sanders and Warren. Democrat voters were asked, which of the following candidates are you most likely to vote for in a Democratic primary? 33% Biden, 18% Sanders, 15% Warren, no other candidate in double digits, 8% weren't sure. When independents were added to the group, the numbers shifted, but the positions remained the same. 25% for Biden, 15% for Sanders, and 12% for Warren. Now, what that tells you is the independents don't want any of them. They really don't. That independent vote that didn't go for the top three isn't shifting down and going for Buttigieg or Cory Booker or Harris or anybody. It's gone. They don't want them. They said when asked about the level of commitment to the candidates they selected, 60%. Get this, 60% said they might change their minds 40% said they were committed to their choice. Now, I want you to contemplate the level of commitment to their choice when Democrats are still asking for other candidates to run. So there's that. They were asking for other candidates to run. I find that very interesting. 60% are willing to change their minds. Now, you got to put all this into perspective with the stuff we talked about earlier, that 73% of Democrats say we're voting for whoever makes the nomination. That makes these numbers balance in some strange kind of cosmic way. But when you think about the candidates that they currently have and those kind of numbers, I can't see that. It doesn't bode well. And the Republicans were in a similar situation back in 2016 or 2015 leading into 2016. Lots of candidates. I think we had a much better crop of candidates, but lots of candidates, lots of, you know, all this other stuff. But guess what? We don't face that now. We are almost polar opposites of the Democrats. They've got lots of candidates, and they had an incumbent. Now, they've got lots of candidates, and we have an incumbent. So I'll ask you, I'm going to ask you to use your powers that you have gained from this show, the Blacksphere University, and Kevin Jackson, chancellor of that university, teaching you via radio on the Kevin Jackson Show. What's the difference between us and them? Yeah, I know you know. The difference is we have a competent leader. They don't. We have a leader who has accomplished a ton. We have a leader who has got your 401k, your portfolio of whatever sort, looking gorgeous, okay? We have a leader that they posted new black unemployment, black employment numbers. Blacks are, we have the lowest unemployment rate yet again in history. Job mobility. More jobs than we can shake a stick at, than we can put people into. And I could go on. I haven't even gotten into the economy, really. But let me go back to this poll. So they said when independents were added to the pool, the race gets tighter with Biden and Clinton. Let me go back. They said once these candidates are added to the mix, the race changes dramatically. Biden still leads with 19% of the Democratic vote, but Clinton comes in second with 18% and Warren falls to 13% and Sanders to 12%. So inserting crooked Hillary Clinton, a woman who is a two-time loser, into the mix of this Harris poll, this Harris Harvard-Harris poll, makes her number two. Now, they go on to say, when independents are added to the poll, the race gets tighter. Biden and Clinton get tied at 13%. Warren and Sanders tie at 10%. What I'm telling you is, all that shifting and juxtapositioning, throw Hillary Clinton in the mix, and she becomes a major candidate tied with the top candidate. Man, if we were in that position as Republicans, I would be on a suicide hotline. It's unbelievable. They said the idea of Hillary Clinton entering the race at the late stage has been floated by several people. Even Clinton herself has been making the rounds on talk shows and podcasts, calling President Trump an illegitimate president. Well, good luck selling that concept. All I'm saying is polls are telling you what you already know with common sense. Disregard the numbers. The numbers don't even matter. Understand, throwing Clinton into the mix of the Democratic Party waters it all down. It shows you the lack of commitment. 60% of people saying, we will change our vote. Only 40% of the people say, we want the candidate we've selected. And of those 40%, do a distribution across 17, 8, whatever's left, and tell me who is really driving the Democrats' party? Who's got the enthusiasm going? Then tell me of those who've got the enthusiasm, how many people can they draw? How much media can they command? Who cares about their positions on anything? It's pretty dismal.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.